The greatest strength you will know is the strength of my love flowing through you. My church has rarely been taught correctly about my love. Generally, I watch as my church hears teaching about my love, and it barely scratches the surface of truth. And as a result, my church has misinterpreted my love as meaning kindness. But that is a world's definition. For you see, my love, cannot hold unforgiveness. My love can do nothing but extend forgiveness to the offender. My love is not a habitation for fear or for confusion. My love does not know doubt. My love is a power that flows from me. It is life that flows from me. It is the very essence of my existence that flows from me to you. The moment that you accepted my Son as your Savior, I released my love into you. And you now, as my children, as my offspring, are born of love. Love is the essence of your spiritual constitution. Mentally, you can train yourself to be kind. But when you edify yourself in me, my love will begin to take over every aspect of your feelings, your thoughts, and your attitudes. Did I not say in my word that as you pray in tongues, you build yourself up on your most holy faith, and that faith worketh by love? Did I not say that as you are praying in tongues, you keep yourself in my love? And did I not say that the Holy Spirit sheds my love abroad in your heart? As you pray in the Spirit, you are allowing the Holy Spirit to work in you with my love. So many of my children want power, want glory, want anointing. They are so excited and focused on healings and people who fall on the floor when they get prayed for. And they think, I would like to see these things happen in my own life, in my own ministry. And yet, remember, my Son was moved by compassion, not by the thought of people falling down when He prayed for them, or healings, or deliverances, or miracles. He was moved by compassion. He was moved by my heart. And I say to you, you can see more power flowing through your life than you have ever imagined, but my power is rooted in my love. And if you will focus on developing into my love, and when you come to me during times of prayer, times of worship, times of fellowship with me, and you make it as your goal to be like me instead of seeking for things and blessings and power, if you focus on being like me, all of these other things will be added to your life. Allow me to redefine for you my love. For you see, as you develop my love in you, you are going to understand my love, and you will come to the place of realizing that my love cannot be defined in human terms, because my love is not human in origin. It is divine, perfect, and holy in origin. And so I say to you, my children, please know this. I am love. And you have been born of me, and therefore you have been born of love. Seek me to become more of what you are in me, and you will see your life change more than you have ever thought possible. You will live on this earth representing me and representing my son Jesus in the way that my son Jesus represented me. And people will see my love in you, and they will experience it when they get around you. For my love carries my presence. So I encourage you this night. Focus on my love. Realizing you don't fully understand it, but take a step of faith and seek for a development into my love and become everything I have said you can be, and receive everything I have promised to you through my Son, says the Lord. There's some of you here tonight, and you are being held back in your walk with God, and it's not because the devil is holding you back. It is because you're holding unforgiveness toward people who've done you wrong. And the Lord wants you to know that you're going to have to get over this, because Jesus has already gone to the cross for what they did to you. And He took the penalty for it. And God wants you to know that you are in a place of bondage because of this unforgiveness. And no matter who it is, you must let it go. You must let it go. No matter what they've done, you must let it go. You may be thinking, I want to, but I just don't know how. The hurt goes so deep. Hallelujah. The Lord wants to minister to you right now. Why don't you come up here and put your toes on this blue line? And I know He's not the only one. One of the hardest things to do is to admit to unforgiveness. We're not asking you to tell us who hurt you. We leave that to you and God. For some, it's an ex-spouse. For some, it's your current spouse. Hallelujah. I know for me, there was a time in my own life when something happened, and it was really hard for me to turn it loose. And the Lord began to minister to me. And He said, first and foremost, you have to make a decision that goes beyond your emotions. You have to make a decision that you want to forgive, even if you don't feel like it. And He said, if you'll make that decision that you want to forgive, and that you want to forgive, He said, that's all I need. And then you turn it over to me, and He said, and you begin to worship me for this heart of forgiveness, to release it unto me. And I did that. And I'll just tell you, it took several days. And my emotions and the devil, man, they hammered me. Because they kept bringing up the memory of all that stuff. But I did what God said in His Word. I cast down those imaginations because they were trying to exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. And I verbally said, no, in the name of Jesus, I'll not think these things. Father, it's my decision. I forgive them for what they've done. You know how I feel on the inside. And I don't really feel like it, but I want to feel like it. And I declare out of who I am in Jesus, out of the essence of my born-again spirit, I say I forgive them in Jesus' name. And I kept doing that and kept doing that and kept doing that. And God kept working on my heart. And the day came. It was over. It was over. And it was never again an issue. You say, well, Pastor Jim, did they come and apologize? No. Forgiveness isn't dependent on an apology. Forgiveness is dependent upon a heart that captures the heart of God. That's forgiveness. Now, what's going to happen up here in this prayer line? God cannot make you forgive. But what He can do is help you understand how to let it go and how to forgive. And remember, the key is, regardless of what your emotions are screaming, you make this decision, God, I want to be right before You. Now I need Your help. And coming up here is a step of faith on your part to receive this from the Lord. And I'm telling you right now, He's going to do it. He's going to do it. It's like He's going to take you in His arms and hold you and let you feel His heartbeat for that other person. And He's going to show you how to turn it loose and how to completely forgive them and let it go and it never again be a problem. You just have to want it. And the fact that you've come up here tells me you want it. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Why don't you just do this right now? Just those of you that are up here, just lift your hands up to the Lord. And I'm going to lead you in just a brief confession. And you'll not be naming publicly that person. You'll just say it like this, that person. So just say this with me. Dear Lord Jesus, that person is already forgiven. Because You love them. And right now, I declare I forgive them. I say it's over. And I ask You, from this night forward, to help me to walk in perfect love and perfect forgiveness toward them in the exact same way that You love me and have forgiven me in Jesus' name. Amen. Now those of you up here, just begin to speak your praise and worship to the Lord.